Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 19.
This is your boy, Chad Hoy.
This is your boy, Cameron Weaver. And we reached a milestone over the week.
We did. Oh, is this the DLs?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, this week, we, as of 19 releases, 18 episodes, we were at 1,000 downloads.
So Brat!
That's exciting. That's about 50, a little bit more than 50 per episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, I mean, that's good.
No, it's not bad. We're actually at 1,071 to be exact. Whoa. For you. At the time of this recording. Yes, sir.
Wow, and, that went up.
Episode 16, Little Gay Little Poor Boy, has 99 downloads by itself.
Really?
Yes, BB. A little behind-the-scenes peek for all of you listeners at our metadata.
Well, if anyone goes to Podbean, they can see how many downloads there are on each episode anyway.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's not really insider. It's just more like a normal. It's anyone could see it, but most probably don't care, but we do, so that is good, I guess.
Chad, Little Gay Little Poor Boy is our best episode, best performing episode, but honestly, I think that Little Gay Little Poor Boy is the start of our renaissance, is the start of our consistency. That was the first time in a while that we uploaded a second episode 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And that also spawned the chain of Date with the Dad Bod. And I think that's what, forgive me for speaking for all of you listeners, but that's what people are coming back for. So we appreciate it.
Yeah. A lot of people, I've gotten more compliments than I ever would have expected. Not compliments, but just people that are like, hey, man, I like the podcast. And it's weird. Like, I went to Marion.
I was going to bring this up.
Wait, what are you going to bring up?
I was Snapchatting him, and he told me that he talked to you about this.
Wait, who's he?
Bailey Hunt.
Oh, Bailey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Bailey Hunt.
It was more than him. Bailey Hunt's our friend, one of our best friend Braden's little brothers, and he listens to the Dad Podcast, unlike his asshole brother Braden.
So sorry, Bailey, for everything.
Bailey told me, he's like, dude, I love the Dad Podcast. I'm like, awesome, thank you. And there were a couple people, like some people that I like rarely interacted with at school, but like I saw them and I was like, hey man, like just like give him a handshake. And this kid,
oh no.
I think his name's Alec. I'm like 90% sure his name's Alec. He's like, hey, I listen to the podcast. And I was like, oh, cool. I never would have, like, I thought most of the people who listen are like people that are our friends, kind of. Yeah. I mean, like, I consider him a friend, but like, I just didn't, you know what I mean? Like we didn't like hang out at school.
You're just sticking both feet in your mouth right now, man. Like, he's never going to listen to this again if his name's not Alan.
Alec.
PC. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Alan, Alec, Ajax. Thank you, buddy.
Ajax. Yeah, so more people listen than we think, I guess. And so that's cool. Little Gay Little Poor Boy, if it gets to 100 downloads, I have to release that picture to the public.
Oh, yeah. That's only one more download, everybody. Just tell your aunt, tell your friend, tell your...
Don't
tell your aunt.
Unless she's in a really bad, horrible humor.
Yeah. Unless humor is used loosely here.
Yeah, if you have a cool aunt, sure, tell her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, one of those with six legs and they can carry 10 times the size of their own weight. That's a cool aunt.
If it's a bit, and if she's big enough to work an iPhone, because a lot of ants aren't. So if your aunt's big enough for that, then you should crush her, because that's terrifying.
Send that one to the slaughterhouse from the farm.
What if there's an ant farm with like big ants, like really, really big ants?
That's called an alien ant farm. that one band, Alien yeah. Ant Farm.
The band whose like most famous song is a Smooth Criminal cover.
I was just about to say that. That's the only reason I know of that band.
That's hilarious.
Ah, that's really funny.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening. I'm surprised that people do.
Yeah. Me too.
Still think.
I want to shout out Bailey Hunt, Craig Bowling for listening religiously, and of course, Jordan Kenyon, getting that mention out of the way early just in case we don't.
Yeah, I do not. I would never want Jordan to disappear.
Oh, man, that'd be terrible.
I can't imagine. It would suck.
Baby boy, never leave us.
Please. I mean, we're all going to leave each other someday, but...
Yeah. Also... Oh, so, what'd you say?
I said, you know, like when we die, but yeah. Hopefully not for a while will that be happening. So
yeah,
hopefully not till the dead podcast is. I just said the dead podcast. Hopefully not till the dad podcast is the dead podcast, I guess.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to bring up the Bork puns that I thought of after the episode.
Oh, these are.
If you listen to it, you'll know that the title was called Bork to the Future, and I can't believe I didn't think of that at the time. And then the description said, take your date out for some creme brulee. Creme brulee! That's what I meant. And then go see the Indianapolis Symphony Borkestra.
That's a good one. I liked that one a lot.
Thank you. And Chad, what's another name for a killer whale?
I know, but I'll let you say it.
Ooh, that's called a borka.
Borka sounds like a really shitty German music.
Yeah.
Like polka, but yeah. Borka.
Oh my gosh, dude. So there's this German restaurant in Nashville that we go to a lot.
Yeah.
Called the Gersthaus. And
say it regularly, please.
Gersthaus. That's how you say it when you're American.
Okay.
And there's an Oompa band that plays there like 3 weeks out of the night, or three nights out of the week.
3 weeks out of the night. That's a long night.
That sounds like one of those dumb like idioms, like two put your hand in my bush and it's worth a bird. But there's an Oompa band that plays three nights out of the week.
Oompa?
Yes, an Oompa band. They go are they hard.
Small, are they small orange men?
No, that's our that's our president.
Yeah. Oh my god, I was gonna make that joke.
Nice. But
dude, what if there's like, oh man, what if they were like little, like they're Oompa Loompas, but they all look like Donald Trump, and they're like a cover band. That'd be so fucking.
Why doesn't that exist?
I know, we need to get it going. Get some Oompa Loompas. Find them somewhere.
Live somewhere in like the heart of Africa?
Yeah, we could find them. Willy Wonka found them, man.
Willy Wonka totally found them.
Yeah, and then he enslaved them.
Like any strong, independent white man in America would.
Yeah, so what we learned from Willy Wonka is, hey, if you find some remote African peoples... Just enslave them like everybody else ever has. That's a good idea, right? Make them work in a factory for free.
You don't know, man. Maybe they had some amazing health benefits.
Yeah.
Like they seemed to have the run of the place, too.
They got to eat all the candy they wanted.
Yeah, and they got to kill children. They got their revenge.
They got their revenge. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Maybe he was helping the Oompa Loompas. Maybe the Oompa Loompas were helping him. Maybe the Oompa Loompas eat the remains of the children.
Oh. Maybe the Oompa Loompas enslaved Willy Wonka.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, dude. What if, like, he's... Like, they were like, we'll kill you if you don't make this addictive candy substance in the Americas.
And you have to bring us children.
And that might make... Because they're, like, remote... They were, like, remote villagers somewhere. Like, part of... What if they're cannibals?
Yeah, and like that's just way easier for the prey to come to them.
My favorite soup is cannibal's soup.
Cannibal's chunky soup.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When I'm sick, I love that. Good old human noodle soup. By cannibals.
Mmm. Oh, baby.
Who's the guy that did the pop art? Andy Butthole?
Narwhal? Andy Warhol. Andy Gloryhole.
Andy, oh man, what was it? Andy
Warhol.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was trying to think of a funny. I was trying to do a goof, but it wasn't coming to me, so it's fine.
We get boys in a goof troop.
Yeah, that was a good bit there. So
drinking game, every time we say that was a good bit.
every time that we get meta and reference something about the podcast within the podcast, like right now, take a drink.
This podcast has already got you wasted. Saw it.
Saw, dude. Andy War saw, dude. Yeah, so last night I played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Hold on, I'm going to play some really cool medieval music here for Chad. Ooh, Dad Bod D&D, a new segment brought to you right here on the Dan Bod Cast.
D&D, Dad Bod D&D.
Boom.
Yeah,
how'd that go?
So, it was really, really fun.
Dude, I'm so jelly.
It was, oh my.
Excuse me. Oh my. There was actual coffee that came up in that one.
Ew.
All right. I got it.
Were you drinking some acidic coffee or what?
I've had like 4 cups in the last hour.
I really like Hasidic coffee, like Jewish coffee. It's very good. I'm kidding. That's not... Yeah. So we played D&D. My friend Nate, shout out to Nate. I don't know if he like really listens, but if he's listening, then.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah, Nate has listened. I don't know if he usually does, but he put a lot of work into the arc, and it was really good.
That's so dope. How many of you are there?
There were... So, including Nate, there were 6. So cool. There were.
That's a good party size, I feel like.
Yeah, and it was a really good party size, and we like did really well. And like Nate, cool. As the, he had some slip ups where he like told, well, just one time we chose to like take this path left. I was like, I feel good about left. Let's just go left. Let's not even talk about it. And we go left, and Nate's like, ooh, you guys just avoided a flood, and we're like, wait. Are we supposed to know that? And he's like, no, but I was just really excited. So. But it was really fun. It was like, I didn't know anyone except for Nate and my friend Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And like these other people were just really funny too. So it was like a rocking time.
That's the dream, man. That's what I want to do. Like, could you imagine you, me, Jordan, Brayden, and like Elise doing D&D?
Oh my god, I don't think Elise would be interested, but it'd be fun.
It'd be fun to have her there anyway.
Yeah,
because she would be the one grounded in reality, being like, I don't know. No, I don't know. I think she'd get into it.
No, you're right. She likes the fantasy stuff. Yeah, so like, who would be DM though? That's the thing, because you gotta have someone be the dungeon master. Like,
yeah. I used to do it. We used to play like that HeroScape game. Do you remember that? Or not HeroScape. Yeah, HeroScape. So like you would build the land and you would have these characters and like I would make up scenarios for it because I was a real nerdy boy. And I still am.
Yeah, you are. And were, but still
are. I would do it. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, it would. But our friend Elise is in New Zealand, so.
She's Dananda. Oh gosh! Sorry. Wow.
New Zealand.
So sorry, Owen.
I mean, technically, it's still like it's not the down under, but it's. I mean, it's southern hemisphere. It's like right by Australia. So no, you're not right by. No, they're very close. It's an island like close to Australia.
Yeah. What? Yeah, they're in the cabinet with the medicine. You're welcome. someone needs Tums. And I'm the guy to ask when you need Tums where the Tums are.
Kim, where are the Tums? Oh, I actually have them in my pocket. I'm always horribly gassy.
No, dude, I used to eat
You see what? What? Go on.
Oh my gosh. I was gonna say I used to eat Tums like candy, and I said I used to eat cum.
That's really funny. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
What was I gonna say? Oh, one more touching point on.
Yeah, tell me. You know, keep telling me about this. I love this. I'm jealous.
Like, what do you want to know? Do you want to know like the plot or like? I mean,
I want to know what you are, like, what your character is.
Okay, so Nate made us like pre-made character sheets.
That's nice. That eliminates a lot of time.
It did eliminate a lot of time, but it still took 5 hours.
Holy hell.
Well, that's from the start of playing. So we
right.
got there like a little after 6. We stopped and got some beers.
Uh-huh. As you do.
Yeah, as you
mean
of
some
course.
Ale.
Yeah, we got some beers and then we were sitting, we were just chilling, kind of like talking about it mm-hmm. a little bit, more like hanging out for like an hour. And then 7 o'clock hits and we're like, all right, we got to go. We got to start this. So.
Excuse me.
I got to put my phone on. Do not disturb. Yeah. So we start at 7. I had made plans because I was thinking it'll take like 3 hours tops. And that's what Nate said too. So like 11 o'clock hits and my friend Jesse's like coming over
uh-huh.
and she's like, we're going out to the bars. And I'm like, yep, that's going to happen. I should be home around 11. And then they get there to like drink before they go to the bars. And mm-hmm. I didn't get home till 12:15.
Oh,
so
baby.
Very bad host. But yeah, so we start playing D&D. The sheet I chose, just because like there was a dwarf cleric, a high elf wizard, two human fighters with different backgrounds. So I had the human fighter who's a noble background,
mm-hmm.
and he's like lawful neutral. He's like I have like chainmail and like a great axe and stuff like that. And then
ooh, you got a great axe.
Yeah, dude. And the
ooh, baby.
And the other human fighter was kind of like a bard,
uh-huh.
but like he kind of had that make, but like he didn't like play songs or anything, so it's kind of weird. But
okay,
and then there was a halfling rogue. So those were all the characters, and yeah, it was cool. I don't know. It was like, oh, also. Everyone there smoked a lot of weed. I was taken very much aback. I was like, whoa, there's a lot of weed smoking going on right now. But like, and then I was like, well, it's Dungeons and Dragons. Like in the 70s, this is like what people did.
Man. Yeah, dude.
Like they just get baked and play D&D.
It helps with the imagery, like imagining what's
probably.
Going on.
I was like, let's just do acid too, guys. Why not? Let's really get the imagery going.
Like you're dodging like actual fire from actual dragons at that point.
Yeah.
That's hardcore, man.
Yeah. So like we played and they're all like high and we got pizza.
Nice. And,
which is not good for the diet, but it was good for the soul.
Dude,
so
I had pizza last night.
It was good. Okay, so we ordered two pizzas from Domino's and then uh-huh. like their chicken. They uh-huh. have like a weird kind of chicken thing. It's not wings. I don't know. And then
hold on. I'm still weird little chicken thing. That does not sound good.
No, it's good. So it's almost like a meatloaf of chicken and it's got barbecue sauce on it.
What?
Like it's like a pork loin, it kind of looks like.
Oh,
like,
baby, never mind. I'm on board.
Yeah, no, it was good, but
oh, baby,
the pizza's there, and it's two medium pizzas and like a chicken thing for like six people.
And a chicken thing, yeah.
And they open the pizzas, and immediately they're like, "We're gonna need more pizza," and like they ordered another pizza from Donato's this time.
Ooh, heard of it?
Yeah. And some breadsticks, cheesy bread. So lots of food to go around. It was really good. But as far as the arc, I don't think Nate will care. I mean, like, he wrote this arc. It was really good. But, like, toward the end, I didn't feel like we had, like, moved that far, but really we had, I guess. And we were, like, in this cave. Oh, by the way, I named my human fighter Gerald Deathbringer.
Oh, I dig it.
Yeah. So I'm Gerald Deathbringer, and like we go in this cave, and there's like this big old goblin guy who like becomes our friend, and like he's a stoner too, right? And so mm-hmm.
Right.
His name's Yemek, and he's like 8 feet tall goblin.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of like is an NPC that joined our party, and we like there were like wolves in this one room, and we like befriended the wolves. Because, like, we have animal handling, like, the humans have animal handling
uh-huh.
modifiers that are helpful for stuff like that. And so...
Dope.
Yeah, and I named my wolf Rocky. Just thought it was a cool name. Yeah, so we... So at the end, we walk into this place, and there's this giant... It was an owl bear.
Ooh.
Yeah, so kind of like a buckbeak, but... a bear on the mm-hmm. bottom and more of an owl face. So not like buckbeak at all.
I don't know what buckbeak is.
Me neither. He's a hippogriff, which is just an eagle horse.
Is that from
Harry Potter?
Harry's Potter. Okay.
Yeah. So, we befriend him too. And I named him Fuckfeak. It's because buckbeak felt like a clear ripoff. But anyway, we go into this place. There's this giant guy, real big. And it's like, we're like, oh, God. And Nate's like, yeah, good luck, right? And then we see the dwarf cleric's mom,
mm-hmm.
Who's there. But she, like, looks really evil, I guess. And so, like, all in all, we're, like, trying to get this staff, which is, like, the main artifact thing. We're trying to get this staff. And, like... so we finally kill this huge guy because my friend Brent just got lucky on some rolls and uh-huh. hit him square between the eyes with a bow.
Oh, long
shot from like 200 feet away. And then the mom like comes up to hug the dwarf and like she hugs him and he like accepts it, right? Like he was like, yeah, it's my mom. Like she looks better.
Oh no.
And then tentacles sprout out of her arm.
Kinky.
A ton of damage to the dwarf, my friend Sam. And, like, we're like, oh, shit.
Is Sam so okay?
Like, look, I'm chopping her head off. And I run up with my axe, and I got a good roll, and I chopped her head off.
Dude. So you were, like, the hero on the day.
Like, I killed... Because I was like, they were like, I don't know, maybe it's fine, like, let him hug her. And I was like, I mean, yeah, sure, maybe, but she was just evil. I don't know, she feels different. And so I was right. And then I was like, let's kill her. So I killed her. And then, like, her spirit comes out and is like, thank you, you guys have done well. And then she, like, breaks this staff we were trying to get because it was, like, evil. So.
Oh, nice. So you guys had a successful first quest, huh?
We did. I was like, I didn't really realize that. We could fail. I didn't think that was part of it, but we could have.
Yeah.
So,
dude, that's rad. I'm happy for you. And
yeah, it was super fun.
We will keep everyone updated as Gerald Deathbringer continues to thwart the darkness of evil monsters here on D&D. Dad bod D&D. D&D.
Yeah, this will be a really intermittent segment. Like, I don't know how often I'll talk about this because I don't know how often we'll do it.
But that was fun.
It was really fun. I would like. Cool. I was dude. Like, right, let's try and do this once a month because it's kick.
Well, So I okay, you know what I'm thinking is like I literally have a board game that is just D&D, like Fantasy Flight Games, the people who make the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game. make a game called Descent that I bought, and you can use an app that's basically a DM, and it tells you how to build the map that you're on, which quest you're doing, when to spawn certain monsters, and there are like miniature pieces that you put on a board that like is created as you go. And so it's kind of like D&D, like you all work together. You have to play with at least 3 players, 3 to 5. And you all work together to like do certain things on the quest, but the only difference is there's an actual board and like pieces to look at. But if you succeed, you can like win experience and gold, and you can buy new items and upgrades. And if you fail, it makes the end game harder, and like it keeps track of your campaign over the course of like, you know, 5 to 10 quests or whatever, and then you have like a final encounter, and it looks dope. And I think like you and I and Jordan, Brandon, and Elise or whatever, like if I brought up that to Indiana once a month, that'd be a blasty blast.
Yeah, but that means you'd have to come up once a month, which would be great.
Right.
It could be hard. Yeah.
I'd do it though because it's so much fun.
That's fair. But yeah. I would enjoy you doing it. So,
man, yeah. Well, I was at the game store. This is a really nerdy episode. But I was at the game store yesterday playing the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game with a couple of good old folks. And next to us in the store, there was a D&D group just starting. And, like, I was there for 3 hours. And by the time I left, they... we're still creating their characters. And I was like, man, that looks like fun, but, like, good Lord, I have stuff to do.
Like, what do you... What? You saw, like, a...
Yeah, they were starting a D&D campaign. And they were just hanging out in the store.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, man. But there were, like, 12 of them. I was like, that looks miserable. You can't get anything done with a group of 12.
Yeah. That would be really hard, I think.
Because they were asking, they're like, do you guys want to do this with us? And I was like, how many people are coming? He's like, 12. And I was like, ha-ha, I'm going to come play with my spaceships over here.
You're such a child.
I am. I won once and I lost once yesterday, though. And I got a standard tournament regulation playmat yesterday, and it's of Bespin, Cloud City from Star Wars. I'm pretty excited about it.
That is tight. Excited.
That's what I've been doing with my life. Oh, your boy got a gym membership last week.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say job, and I was like, finally.
I've had a job forever.
How's that been going?
Dude, I've been 9 times since I got it last week.
Wait, is that more than once a day?
Yeah, baby.
Why would you even go that much?
Because I'm trying to I'm just trying to lose 10 pounds before hangout, but you know what? Well, here's the thing. So I got up every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30, got to the gym at 8:00. Got on, you know, ran for 50 minutes, like 45 minutes and a 5 minute cool down. And then I'd come back and work. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, I went again or something like that in the evening. And then I went today. So, like, basically, I've gone 9 times since I got the gym membership last Sunday night. And I have gained 6 pounds.
Well, I mean, that you gained 6 pounds in a week?
I've gained 6 pounds in a week, and I'm still eating the exact same, but I'm working out way more.
Yeah. Something's up here.
Not adding up.
Have you been lifting at the gym at all?
I lifted 2 days out of the 6 that I've gone.
Wow, maybe your muscles were just ready to be stronger. They were like, finally.
Maybe. I mean, like, I used to lift. That's when I first started working out, like trying to lose weight. I started by lifting just to make my muscles a little, you know, easier to carry my fat ass. And then then I switched to like just straight up cardio and like really started working on just dropping weight and like just maintaining the muscle. And then I got out of weightlifting. And then, I mean, like I went really hard. I did Tuesday and then I lifted today. But then the rest of the time I've just been running or doing stairs. And like, I don't get it, man. I've gained 6 pounds. I want to be down to 250, but I weigh 266. So I'm hoping I just gain some weight, maybe some muscle or whatever it is. And then it's just all going to like come down really fast. But
yeah,
we'll see.
If we can speak in some cliche real quick. My friend Scott told me this. Shout out to Scott. Oh, also, Scotty does a podcast called Scotty Tells Chad About Sports. It's not me. It's a different guy named Chad.
I was going to say, I was like, are you cheating on me?
No, never. Never, never. I'm going to check on it real quick before I go into... Oh, Scotty Explains Sports to Chad with Scotty and Chad. So their Twitter handle is just Scotty and Chad. So if you guys want to follow them, check them out. They do like 15 or 20 minute episodes and they talk about sports because Chad doesn't really know like the rules or anything to sports.
Uh-huh.
And Scotty is like a sports encyclopedia. Like the guy knows so much. Yeah, so
that's pretty fun. That's
cool for people to check out. But my friend Scotty told me this because he lost a lot of weight. And so I asked him about I was just talking to him about like what I've been doing, like really watching calories and stuff. And he said, don't be discouraged by the scale. So like if you've gained 6 pounds, but you've been working out a lot harder, then I think you're good. It's probably months or something.
I have to be the way I've been working out. Like I'm killing myself there. Like, I mean, I've gone 9 times in 6 days. So, like, to be okay.
I am telling you, though, that, like, diet is a big part of losing weight, too. And I'm sure you know that.
Right. I know. Saying. I don't care enough to do that. Like, I've lost enough weight still eating the way I do that I'm okay with a gradual loss. That's why I'm willing to work out harder. And like I'm eating the same. I'm eating better than I ever have, but like I'm still eating the same way I have been for the last, you know, year and a half that I've been losing weight. So that kind of puts me in a plateau as far as eating.
Yeah. What happened with the you did kale shakes for a while or something?
Yeah, those were really good when I first started. I'm too lazy to like buy all that stuff when I go grocery shopping.
Oh my god.
To be honest. So I've been doing more of the what?
Send me your juicer in the mail. I'll use it.
No, I mean I still use that thing for like wine slushies.
Wine slushies.
I'm just kidding. I've only done that like once. But oh my gosh, one time my dad made mashed potatoes in there in my Nutribullet. And about fried the engine.
God. What, you just chopped up a bunch of potatoes in there?
Yeah, we didn't have a mixer, so we just put a bunch of potatoes in my Nutribullet.
Wade.
They were so... Well, I mean, like, we were drinking.
What are you doing?
We were drinking. He knows way better, but they were so soupy. The Nutribullet just ripped those things to to liquid goo.
That's disgusting. Have you ever made, like, the dehydrated mashed potatoes where you just put water?
No, but I've eaten them.
Oh, well, I've made them
uh-huh.
a lot. But because I love mashed potatoes, dude. But like
I do too. I'm not supposed to eat when them.
First started making them. Sometimes I'd put way too much water, and they'd be like soup. But I was like, I still gotta eat this. I would just eat them. I'd basically drink mashed potatoes.
One time, I made pancakes with Bisquick, and I gave myself food poisoning.
This week, on Monday this week, or last week, I guess, I opened up. I've been hard boiling eggs for like a quick and easy breakfast. Like I'll just have a few hard boiled eggs, some roast beef, because it's locale. But I would do that, and I would like. On Monday, I opened up my egg thing, like my Tupperware.
Yeah.
And they smelled so bad, and
you
I was
ate
like,
them anyway.
I was like, but I gotta eat breakfast.
Oh no.
So I still ate two of them.
Oh, were you ill?
No.
Oh.
I was very surprised. I was like, I might be sick later.
I thought that's what the where this this story was gonna be going.
No, but I was afraid I was gonna get food poisoning.
Yeah,
but I
did. I'm always afraid that I'm just kidding. I used to though. I was that kid. Like I think I was picky as a child because I was so terrified of throwing up that like I wouldn't eat anything that I didn't know that I already liked because I was afraid that it would make me sick. That's oh boy, I have some issues. I need to see a therapist.
I think you could benefit from it.
I think anyone could, but I definitely think I could. I think about that at least like 3 times a week. Like, man, I should probably, instead of just thinking about this, should probably tell someone about this.
That's what the podcast is for. It's therapeutic.
That's true.
In a way, not yeah. really.
I went from 2003 until 2015 without vomiting.
Wow.
Maybe 2016. Without throwing up.
I've thrown up maybe without making myself like once, yeah. twice in life that I can remember.
Yeah, dude, I just don't puke.
One time, it's going to get deep. When I was 13, I was hanging out with friends, and they were drinking.
But Chad, you were 13.
I was, but you know what?
How old were your friends?
They were bad people.
Chad, your friends were 13 too, weren't they?
Yeah.
Chad. You jumped the gun by 8 years. You and your friends were 13.
Yeah, so they were drinking and I had...
Drinking what? Capri Sun?
Vodka.
And Capri Sun?
Vodka and orange juice.
Oh, baby. Oh, my gosh. I have a good story about... It's not a good story about orange juice and vodka, but it's... I mean, I'll tell it anyway when you're done.
Yeah. So I had some screwdrivers as a 13-year-old boy. And I didn't really think I was drunk. I just had, like, a little bit just to taste it.
Yeah.
And it was very great. I took a shot of vodka as a 13-year-old, and I was like,
God. But Chad, you were 13.
I know. Stop with the joke. God. I took a shot of it, and I was like, wow, this is horrible. Why do people drink this? And here I am 11 years later, and I'm like, man, that stuff is horrible, but it makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I mean, it does make it's fun. It's fun. That's why. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the next day, I had the worst tummy ache of my life that I can remember, and I was like, "Why is this happening? What could possibly be causing this?" And I took some Pepto Bismol and just immediately puked it back into the sink. And you know the worst part of this all?
What?
It was a Sunday.
Oh.
And I was going to go to youth group later that night. And at youth group, they did. No, you need to hear this. At youth group, they did a night where they went to like 5 houses, like of people who like went to the church. And those people made them meals. So they had 5 meals. And I missed it. And I go there the next week or like on Wednesday midweek. And my friends are like, dude, there was so much good food. And I was like, I'm never drinking again. And then I didn't until I was 21. So,
wow, dude.
So food ultimately saved me from drinking until I was 21. So there's that.
Well, the first time I drank, I talked about that on the podcast, the night with the UV blue and the shots during How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the first time I ever had a sip of any alcohol was, I was a freshman in college, and my roommate, Tim, shout out to Tim one time, had a glass of what I thought was orange juice sitting on the table. It's like a Saturday. It's like 11 in the morning. And I come in there, and he has a glass sitting on the table, and I was like, oh, we have orange juice? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, can I have some? He's like, yeah, go ahead. So I pour a glass of this orange juice that was sitting in the fridge. Didn't think that it was weird that it didn't have a label on it. And took a big swig, and it was a screwdriver.
Oh, baby.
So, which is fine. I think that tastes delicious, but at the same time, wasn't expecting whatever vodka tasted like to hit my mouth when I took that big drink, and I was like, what in the world? I was like, there's alcohol in this, isn't there? He's like, he's just cracking up. And that was the first time I ever had alcohol until I was, until that other story happened.
That's hilarious, dude.
Also, the first time I ever tried beer, it was a PBR, and I was already drunk off the vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is nasty. So I poured Hershey's chocolate syrup into the PBR, mixed it around, and tried to drink that. And I was like, nope, this is a very bad idea.
Nastier.
Yeah. If you can make PBR nastier, that's how.
Okay, excuse me. PBR is
I love not PBR a bad... now, dude. I really Thank do. You.
Good. The only like bad domestic like beers that are actually bad domestic beers are like Hams and Natty Light.
Natty Light, baby. Ooh, but man, that's some cheap. Oh, it's such a cheap way to get lit.
Yeah, it's cheap. I think the best Wow. I think the best really cheap beer is probably Busch Light.
Ooh.
I like a Busch Light. I'll take a Busch Light over a Natty any day of the week.
That's my favorite idiom. Two Busch Lights in the hand is worth four Natties in the can.
Two hands in my bush, one hand in the mush.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounded dirty and hilarious.
It means one hand's in your butt, I think. That's what
I don't know. Oh, gross.
In the tush. Why did I say?
Why didn't you say tush?
Two in the bush, one in the tush, baby.
That's Wait. Basically the shocker.
That is perfect. That's the new perfect. Thing. That's new way to say the shocker.
Yeah. Two in the bush, two in the bush, one in the tush. Oh my god.
That's the name of
that's episode. The episode title. Take a drink, babies.
That's the name of the episode. Two in the bush, one in the tush. You have to spell Bush SCH.
Yeah, like Bush Light.
to be like a little ambiguous.
A little less. Just
a little less disgusting, yeah.
We need an intermission after that. Please hold. Okay. And we're back with part two. Not really part two, but like it's, I just wanted to do the hurdy-gurdy thing. Anyway.
Half of the episode, yeah. Or, holy wow, we're crap. The half. We're at 40 minutes, baby.
Yeah, there's some more meta for you. But,
Oh, yeah. Take it
through. So, Chad, do you have any date with the dad bod this week?
I did not. I was going to. Actually, though, I went to that show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And this girl I've been texting, also from Tinder, she is from Grant County area.
Uh-huh.
And so she really likes concerts. So she was actually going to the same show as me. So all I met her. I talked to her for a brief moment. But
That was, I mean, it wasn't a date, obviously, but we talked a little bit. She's cool. So
shout out to my buddies Stay Outside, who played at that show.
Yeah. And Stay Outside was, listen.
Dude, they're great.
I didn't think I was going to be into them because I'd never listened to them, but they were good.
I figured they'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, and they are. They really are. I didn't, like, realize that was the type of music they played. Mm-hmm. I equated them with this other band from iWoo, and I, like, that I always think of.
Right.
I don't even know who it is, but someone – man, no, it's not even an iWoo band. It was just – there was some, like, local band, and it was kind of just, like – it was basically, like – Christian indie kind of stuff, and that's what I thought like Stay Outside was gonna be like, but
mm-hmm. No, dude.
It was like kind of it made me think of, oh man, gosh, I can't, there's like this band that I've been listening to that they sound a lot like, but I can't.
Yeah, when I first heard them I was thinking that too, but
Touche Amore, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that sounds pretty close. Everyone listening, yeah, be sure to check out Stay Outside. They're a good group of baby boys from my high school. I went to school with them, and they're really rad. They've got my favorite song that they do might be, oh my gosh, might be Lieutenant Dan. That's such a good record.
Lieutenant Dan, dude.
Man, so, and Void is really good, but look them up on Spotify and iTunes. They're a cool band, but Aaron and Garrett, lead singer, lead guitar player, respectively, came down and did a SoFar show here in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And they stayed at, we let them stay in our guest room over the weekend, and I went to their show. And, like, if you've never been to a SoFar show, it's really rad for those of you listening.
I have, like, no idea what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, like, SoFar is this company, I think it started overseas or something, but like Hozier used to do SoFar shows and like a bunch of other names.
Cool.
People volunteer to host house shows, but like acoustic, and they let the bands come over and like play a show either in their living room or in their backyards, all over the country. Like, you sign up to be a SoFar like sponsor house or whatever. And so they bring in a bunch of people. I think that night there were like four artists. Leah Lawson played. You should look her up. She's, oh my gosh, got a beautiful voice. Plays like a clean electric guitar and sings with it. So good. But and then they played. We were just in a backyard on the west side of town, just outside under the stars. It was awesome. And just like these groups were just playing real acoustic, nothing mic'd. We were all just sitting around them. It was so cool. And, but yeah, so they came down that weekend, and, it was a really fun time. But yeah, Stay Outside. Good band. Good guys.
Yeah. While we're plugging our musician friends.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me.
Also, the band I was thinking of is, it's called There, There, There.
Okay.
They sound a lot like them to me.
Okay.
I think. Which is like the three forms of there in.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Also at that show was my friend Thomas.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. The band Thomas, my friend Devin has been doing music for a really long time.
He's so good.
And he is seriously like, he would be embarrassed if I ever told him this, like, but he's such an incredible songwriter, like,
mm-hmm.
and musician, man. Like, I can't see him doing anything other than music, and I think he's just been unlucky. Like, I would love for him to like make it, you know. Like, I think if of a lot of people that I know that do music, I think he's really deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say you're not, you know, I think you are, but
no. Yeah. Hey, speaking of, have you listened to my demos yet? Or not demos, my actual songs.
The ones you sent to me?
Yeah.
I listened to a couple. I'll be honest. I'm very, like, I saw them and I, like, have them in a folder, and I'm like, I'm gonna listen to those, and I just fucking haven't.
That's fair. That's okay.
I think that was our first F word this whole episode.
I know. Good for us.
Wow. Yeah, good for us. We're good Christian boys, everybody.
I try to be. I try so hard, everybody. I try. I'm trying.
Yeah, so we've done a lot of shout-outs. That's good.
Yeah. Check out Thomas. T-A-M-A-S.
Yeah, T-A-M-A-S is Thomas.
What's funny is Elise played at the Abbey one time, and I played guitar for her. And after her, I don't know if it was Thomas, but he played with a buddy of his afterwards, and that was the first time I'd ever heard him, and I was like, whoa, this dude is dope. And then I've seen him in a couple house shows like around Marion that I went to with my buddy Kendra. Kendra was actually at that show at the Abbey this weekend.
Oh, weird.
Shout out to Kendra. She doesn't listen to this, but yeah. Shout out to Kendra.
Yeah, she listens to this.
Yeah.
I kind of know Kendra, but I don't also. So there's that.
She's coming to visit me here in Nashville in a couple weeks, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Cool, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
She's a rad person.
I need to visit you.
You do. Oh, my gosh. If you visit me here and we can do a live podcast, we'll like can a couple. That'd be so nice.
So basically the only thing that's holding me back right now is I need a car. So
yeah, baby.
Once I get that worked out, I think I'm probably going to end up like buying my dad's old car off of him basically, but that's fine. And it runs well. So, and it's only got 2 years left of payments. So it'll be good. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I just really wanted like an SUV kind of thing because I'm a big man. I'm tired of like getting in tiny little cars all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on top of being like a heavier set man, like I'm actually a big person. So so it's like leaning way down and sitting in like a sedan is just like I feel like Mr. Incredible a lot.
It's such a great visual.
Like I get out of my car after work sometimes and I just want to pick it up over my head and just toss it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this shit. And I slip on a skateboard and I bend the roof in.
Uh-huh.
So I shut the door.
Yeah. I was just watching that last weekend.
Dude, super strength is it's a blessing and a curse, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. But
mostly a blessing, if we're being real. But
I want. You know. I have dreams a lot where I can run really fast.
Like dogs.
Yeah. Honestly, like in my dreams, I will like run on all fours, and that like makes me go faster.
Do you yip in your sleep?
Probably. I bubble bark. Whoop whoop.
What did you just call it?
Bubble bark.
Bubble bark.
Bubble bark. Bubble 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 bark. Bubble bark.
My favorite rapper is Bubba Barks.
Bubba Barks. Bubba Barks. Booty 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 booty. That's so good.
Oh, thank you. That's a good bit.
Bubble drink. Barks.
Take a drink, everybody. That's a good bit.
That was a good bit.
I also like, God damn it, Snoop Dogg. Oh, man. I try so hard to riff, and I cannot. I cannot for the life of me sometimes. I think it's because I'm hungover, too. That's probably not helping.
Are you? It's like 7:10 there.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Wait, do your hangovers go away?
Yeah, dude. I wake up, I take a wicked dookie, and then I'm no longer hungover.
Wow, that is a special skill because
I haven't been hungover in like a long time.
When I have a hangover, it's an all day event.
Oh baby,
yeah, all of us here at the house. I think it really does have to do with how much you like how often you drink.
Yeah. Oh wait, I was hungover 2 weekends ago, but like it was gone by noon.
It's like I'm not like hungover, but I just like I'm like
you still feel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is honestly pretty normal, but still.
I will say I've been sleeping a lot better since working out.
Dude, I am committing to be... Hold, please. Sorry, there's someone's coming down the stairs and it's loud. But I'm committing to be fully done with any form of tobacco here at the end of January. So. Hey,
good for you, buddy.
Yeah, no, because in September when I didn't do it at all, I slept so well.
Yeah, if only I could cut out caffeine, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm bettering myself in 2017, baby. I'm gonna be a better person.
New year, new me, babies.
I'm thinking end of January, I'll do another like fast from alcohol too, and just like not February.
Yeah, that's good for you.
I just think it's almost it's like I'm 24. It's time to cut it out a little.
Yeah, that's when you need it the most.
I think I'll need it more when I'm like 60.
By then, you'll just be drinking scotch in a study with a big moose head hanging over you.
Oh my, that's my dream. How'd you know?
That's my dream for you. That's how when I have dreams about you, Chad, that's where you're at, what you're doing, how I see you.
I'm like Grandpa Moore from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
What's his name? God.
I literally just forgot it because you asked me.
I know. That's how it always goes.
Richard.
Richard. Yeah. Richard Gilmore.
Good old Dick Gilmore.
Dick Gilmore. You know that? You know how he had a heart attack in the show?
Yeah, yeah.
He had a heart attack in real life and died.
Yeah, I know.
And then he was, in the... Okay, so I finished the Gilmore Girls. I don't think we ever talked about it, but I finished it in like a month. Our first series. And then I didn't really like the later episodes.
Which, like, do you mean the revival or season 7?
The revival.
Okay. Well, I get that. Did you know that season 7 was created...
The original...
Yeah, it wasn't the original people, and that's why it was really... Stupid.
Yeah,
so they were trying to salvage a really crappy storyline that, you know, was introduced at the very end of the real show. But I liked it personally. But I am easy to please.
Yeah, it was the end of season 7 was season 7 wasn't great, and then the later years were also not great. So it was just kind of like
I think my favorite parts were. All having to do with Lauren Graham. Rory is a garbage person, and that was just further reinforced in the revival. Like,
oh yeah,
she's a garbage person.
I thought you meant Alexis.
So Bledel. Terrible. No, well, I mean, I have no idea what Alexis Bledel is like in real life.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It just felt forced. I thought. So, I mean,
in a world where everybody is rebooting everything because they can't think of anything original, it was an okay revival. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I thought the ending was pretty solid because it kind of just, it's, you know, life is a cycle and once a garbage person, always a garbage person.
unless you, like, take out the garbage, like you're a garbage man, then you can change.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't have to. Garbage men are important.
Occupation. That's occupation. We're talking the insides.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're Oscar the Gout, you're a garbage person.
Oscar the Gout?
Oscar Marx the Grouchy one.
You want me? I can go upstairs. Okay. Well, I just went. All right. Yeah.
Oscar LMAO, you wild.
Yeah. Cool. So you think we got a podcast?
I think we got a podcast, baby.
All right. That sounds good.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to episode 19 of the Dad Podcast. 19. Goodness gracious.
I can't believe we made it this far. It's so.
I can't believe that people still listen. But me thank neither. You for listening.
But thank you to our 50 downloaders every episode around there.
Yeah.
regular our subscriber. We have subscribers now. Yeah. So
we want to hear from you all, though, because we enjoy doing this. It's just a way for Chad and I to keep up with each other and talk about things in our lives.
Yeah. So please send us emails, send us hate mail, send us anything at all. Send me a picture of your dog. I don't care.
Yeah.
To hoyweave@gmail.com. That is HOYWEAVE at gmail.com. And then you can find me on social media. Not that anybody ever follows me on social media for this, but at Chad Hoy on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And then like our Facebook page, The Dad Podcast, and that's just facebook.com/The Dad Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Cam, where can we find you?
On Twitter, I am at LavinousCam2. That's LavinousCam2. And I actually have gotten a couple followers on Twitter that follow the Dad Podcast Twitter. So thank you for that. We try to use that a lot. We'll put some pictures up that correlate with the Dad Podcast. Whenever I'm thinking about it, like I've been putting up some Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game stuff on there.
I know you fucking.
And yeah. We have a YouTube that we're trying that.
Oh,
we're
gonna God.
Try to be doing more of.
I forgot.
Yeah,
I forgot. Made the YouTube. Yeah,
it's just the Dad Podcast on YouTube. There's only one video up right now. It's me drunkenly unboxing a Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game expansion.
Yeah, this week I'll do an expletive that's delicious for the tube.
Yeah, and I was thinking about doing if the listeners out there would like to send me questions, and I'm gonna do my Snapchat character Terrence, and he's gonna give you some tips on life called Just the Tip with Terrence.
That's
your boy. And,
we forgot to do Netflix and Hill. I think that'll just be a thing that we talk about a lot, but that we never do.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
That'll be a good bit, yeah. Yeah. So,
But yeah, you can also find me on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. That's where Terrence comes from. But yeah, if you want Terrence to give you just the tip, send us your questions, things you need advice on, and he will give you advice in a very fuckboyish kind of way.
That'll be good. We can like tweet that out, just a tip with Terrence, and explain it, and then maybe people will tweet us questions too. That'd be good.
That'd be awesome. So
I think we do anyway, actually. So
what'd you say?
I said I think that's what you meant we were gonna do, but maybe I missed that.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, cool.
Well, thanks, Chad Hoy.
Yeah, so I've been Chad Hoy. Maybe in another life I've been someone else, but I've been Chad Hoy today. Cam?
I've been Barbara Bush.
All right, everyone. thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast. And remember, two in the bush, one in the tush.
bye-bye.
Bye.